This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Troy Lee Salazar. Date of birth, November the 19th, 1976. Case ID number is 7966510. Date of exam, November the 28th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a disability report dated 5/12/2023. Identifying information, this is a 47-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of fractured limbs. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was in 2003, where he worked at a cotton mill during seasons and also chopped cotton. The claimant states that he only did that for two seasons. During the time that he did work, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. The claimant was unable to find a job because he went to prison for 1 year. He lives in a house with his stepfather and is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, fractured limbs. The claimant states that in 2003, he fell and fractured his legs with a steel metal cutter while he was working at a metal scrapyard area. During that time, he injured his left knee and fractured it, also fracturing the right elbow as well. He went on to have a open reduction internal fixation of the left knee, which was performed in 2003. No surgery was performed on the right elbow, and although it did heal, it didn't heal correctly. No injections have been given. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the morning. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 10 minutes, climb four steps, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is left-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. The claimant has difficulty in sweeping. He has no assisted devices that he uses at this time and is not seeing a physician. Occasionally, he will take a leave. PRN is needed for pain, which does give him relief. He does no other physical activity. His daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, and doing the laundry. He did not know his father. His mother died at the age of 67 from a myocardial infarction and hypertension. He is presently taking no medications at this time. Major surgeries, open reduction, internal fixation of a left knee fracture in 2003, and there was also a fracture of the right elbow that was not treated. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 1/4 pack of cigarettes per day for 8 years. He states he already quit. Alcohol, he states he drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical exam, temperature is 97.4, weight 136 pounds, height 5 feet and 3/4 inches tall, BP 140 over 94, mmHg, heart rate 58 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 23.5, general. This is a 47-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. Could you please drop down to after the fourth sentence? The claimant did have poor dentition on all of his teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. The claimant did not present with glasses. Could you please drop down to extremities? After the last sentence, there is a left medial vertical 14-centimeter scar of the left knee. There is also a right elbow deformity, and the right upper extremity is smaller than the left upper extremity. However, measurements of the arm appeared to be within normal range. Measurement of the upper arm on the right side was 10.5 inches, and on the left was 10 inches. For the forearm, the right arm was 9 inches, and the left was 9.5 inches. Which does not appear to be substantial, but he does have a right upper extremity mild atrophy, but with good strength. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was normal and the lumbar sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted, except for the right elbow area, where the claimant also has decreased inflection of the right elbow. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the left upper extremities and in the lower extremities. However, the claimant does have decreased range of motion of the right elbow, but is still able to function well and has fairly good strength. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting supine position was normal. Sensory exam was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted devices. Neurological exam, grip strength was +5/5 for the left side and +4/5 for the right. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were plus 2. Sensory examination was normal to light, touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is some evidence of muscle wasting, but no muscle spasms of the right upper extremity, where the claimant had a fracture of the right elbow that was not treated. He does have full range of motion, but has decreased in flexion and supination along with pronation. Muscle strength is plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas, except for the right upper extremity, which is plus 4 over 5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with his left hand and to a lesser degree with the right. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction, especially of the left knee and the right elbow area. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is fairly normal grip strength bilaterally. However, the claimant does have a plus 4 over 5 for the right hand and a plus 5 over 5 for the left. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted for the right upper extremity. On examination, the claimant does show evidence of muscle wasting of the right upper extremity and some mild fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to an old fracture of the right elbow and of the left knee, which has been corrected with surgery. The claimant did not have any surgery done on the right elbow, secondary to not desiring it at the time. Probable diagnosis is, number 1, right elbow fracture with mild decrease in range of motion and strength of plus 4 over 5. Fracture of the left knee with open reduction internal fixation and good results. Physical exam was normal. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Troy Lee Salazar.